In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We started by asking the question, if there is any other way for salvation except by the cross, and we discovered the cross is the only way through which we enjoy the salvation, enjoy heaven itself, enjoy our glorification in eternal life. Afterwards, we spoke about the cross, how through the cross we acknowledge the Holy Trinity, the fatherhood of the Father, the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the sanctification of the Holy Spirit through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the sixth lecture, we discovered the new meaning and the new situation of the Church after the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even the Word of God, which is unchangeable, when the Lord was crucified, we have a new view or concept concerning the Word of God. And today, we see how suffering, or the problem of suffering, was solved by the cross, and it is a glory and honor to us that we share the Lord His sufferings and to be crucified with Him. It is the way of glory that we follow the Lord Jesus Christ on His way to Golgotha. Today, before the end of the lectures, I want just to give an idea about some blessings of the cross. I know no one can express the benefits of the cross as it is unless we see the glory which we will receive on the last day. Whatever we say now cannot be compared with what we will enjoy and attain on the last day when we will meet the crucified one on the clouds and share him his glory and discover the reality of the advantage of the cross on us, especially in eternal life. Now, I hope that God grant us to discover the new concepts of many things through the crucifixion. The first thing, the body. My body. We hear St. Paul was complaining in chapter 7 of the epistle to the Romans. He was complaining because there was a struggle between the lusts of his body and the desires of his soul. His soul longed to be with the Lord. His body was struggling because there are many lusts, carnal lusts in the body. And he was crying. And he was saying, who can save him or deliver him from this body or this flesh of the immortal one? When I look to my Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, I ask myself, does the Lord has a real body or not? He has a real body or not? He has a real body, as he has a real soul. He is truly the incarnate Son of God. He has His humanity, complete, perfect humanity, and He has perfect divinity. And there is no separation between His divinity and His humanity. If we ask the Lord Jesus Christ, can you save mankind without your body? Can He save? Yes or no? No. Then even His body shared in our salvation. As His soul was in grief, also His body was suffering. And it is a gift to us that His body shared in our salvation. When we will see the risen body of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is glorified or it is despised? What do you think? It is glorified. Then when I look to my body, now I am not complaining of my body. There is no excuse that I am a human being. I have a body. I have carnal lusts. I have emotions. I have senses. I have energies. As I am united with the crucified one, I look to my body through the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I say, thanks God, you granted me that you shared me this body. Then my body, in fact, is not a burden on my soul. Now my body is not struggling against my soul. Truly, I have a soul, I have a body. The Holy Spirit controls the two. There is a kind of harmony between the body and the soul. There is a harmony between the body and the soul. This is the gift of the cross. Now, when I am crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ, it doesn't mean I hate my body. Never. It is a glory, it is an honor to my body that it shares the Lord His suffering. It is a gift, the gift of the cross, that I have a new vision, a new concept, a new idea concerning my body. I am now proud of the gift of my Lord that He granted me this body, not to struggle against my soul, but my body to share my soul its or her efforts, her struggling against sin, and also my body will share my soul the eternal glory. In heaven, will we have body or not? We will have bodies or not? How is it? The body which shares the soul is struggling against sin. It's struggling to be with the Lord. Surely this body will be glorified and will be on the same type of the risen body of the Lord Jesus Christ. My body will share the same body, but a new nature, a new characteristics. I will not need of food, drink, sleep, or something like that. Because my body will be like the risen body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, this body, in fact, will be glorified on the last day, but will not be in need any rest, any food, any drink, anything. Now I look to my body and ask God to grant me to share Him and to sanctify my body so that it will be prepared to be glorified on the last day. Another point, when I look to the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, is His humanity separated from His divinity? His humanity is separated from His divinity? No, never. Even one twinkle of an eye. No moment. In the moment when Saint Mary accepted the incarnation of the Word of God, there is, in fact, we cannot separate, we cannot say there is a body of the Lord before the incarnation. There is no separation between His humanity and His divinity. Then I look to His body and I worship the Lord Jesus Christ without separating His body from His divinity. What about my view concerning the bodies of others? Far away from the cross, I say, oh, this person is black, this person is white, this person is yellow, this person is wheat, or what you call. This person is beautiful, this person is more beautiful than the other. This is outside the cross. In the cross, what happened to our bodies? Once I asked in United States children, in eternal life, in heaven, what will be our color? It is white, it is black, it is yellow, it is wheat. What will be the color of our body? What do you think? What will be our color in the heavenly life? What is the color? What's the color of my body on the last day? If I have 10 mirrors, the background of the mirror just red, another green, another yellow, and so on. And there was a very strong flash, and it reflects light. What you will see in the light? All the light are the same. And what is the background, we will not see it. This is what will happen there in heaven. You will not see this person is white. You see the Lord on his face. This person is not black. You see the Lord on his face. This person is not yellow. The Lord is reflected. The brightness of the Lord is reflected on his face. Then, on the last day, we will have, or we will share the beauty of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ because of the reflection of His brightness. And this is the unity of the church. We will become one because all of us, although we are from many countries and everyone has his own shape and his own beauty, but in Christ we will share the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ through the reflection of His brightness. This is concerning the body. Before the crucifixion, I say this is female, this is male. And perhaps a young person has his own view concerning or try to distinguish between a female and male. In Christ, in Galatians, there is no female nor male. All of them are one in Christ. I can say, oh, this is female because of her body, and this is male because of his body. All of us, truly there is female, there is male, but I see Christ in the female and I see Christ in the male. Christ makes all of us one. I respect the female because she is Christ, his own. I respect the male because he is Christ's own. All of us, we became his own. Therefore, in heaven, there is no discrimination. Male or female, one from a country, another from another country. One was rich, another poor. One was very beautiful according to the idea of the people. One was not in the same beauty. No. All of us will have this, or we will respect each other because we see the Lord Jesus Christ in everyone. This has its reflection here. I love all mankind, regardless they are female or male. The male does not love the female because he satisfies his emotions or any lust. No, he respects the female because she is a daughter of God. And she respects the male because he is son of God. All of us are children of God, and everyone respects the other. Then I respect the body of everyone. It is not for my pleasure. It is for the glory of God. God created man and woman so that he may be glorified in them. In the book of Genesis, when he spoke about our creation in the image of God and in his likeness, Moses added that he created man, male and female. What does it mean? Means male are in the image of God and female are in the image of God. He is glorified in those and he glorified also in those. This is through the crucifixion, how we look to each other and how we look to our bodies, how we look to the bodies of others, how we will be in heaven, how our bodies will be glorified with our souls. Second thing about the world. If we ask the Lord, when he was crucified, what about your idea concerning mankind? He will say, oh, I love all mankind. When we are crucified with him, we say we are crucified on behalf of every human being. We love our brethren, whom we know and whom we do not know. We do not despise any person in the world. We respect every baby. We respect every sick person. We look to every soul as very precious, more than the whole world. This is concerning the world. I want to ask also a question. If we ask the Lord Jesus Christ, where is Satan when he was crucified? Where was Satan? Where he was? Under his feet. Under his feet. From outside, the Lord was crucified. In reality, Satan was crucified and lost his dominion. The Lord was crucified by his body, but he granted freedom to his own. Then when we ask ourselves, where is Satan? Where is he living? Where is Satan? Where he is living? He is staying under our feet. Because what the Lord said, He said that he saw that the Satan was thrown from heaven like the lightning. We are the heaven. Where is Satan? He is not in my mind. He is not in my heart. He is not in my body. He is not in my soul. He is not at my home. He is not in the church. He is not in my relationship with others. Satan is under my feet, not because I am strong, but because I have my Lord within my heart. He can't penetrate to my heart. My Lord is in my mind. Satan has no place in my mind. We have to remember, through the cross, there is no power or authority for Satan over us. We are victorious. The Lord said that He overcome the world. He overcome Satan. And we, as members of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, through the cross, we overcome Satan. May the Lord Jesus Christ grant all of us truly to be victorious and to trust in the crucified one, that through Him and by Him and in Him we overcome Satan and all the demons. The last point, what about heaven itself? Before the crucifixion, we looked to heaven as it was closed. The gates of heaven were closed. And there was a kind of enmity between us and the heavenly host. Now, the gates of heaven are opened. The host of heaven welcome us. They are waiting for our coming. They are eager that the world will be destroyed and all of us will be with the Lord on cloud. It is their pleasure now to see us in the Lord Jesus Christ as His heavenly bride. Now we never despair. We are full of hope. God is waiting for me. I have a special place in His bosom. The Holy Spirit guides me. The Lord Jesus Christ prepares special place for every one of us. The heavenly host welcome us as their friends and share them their heavenly songs. May our Lord Jesus Christ grant all of us to enjoy the cross in our life, in our bodies, in our souls, in our relationship with others. Glory be to God. Amen.